This weekend, we marked the 3-year anniversary since the cessation of hostilities in Sri Lanka's devastating and decade-long civil war, which killed over 80,000 people. It was quite a triumphalistic commemoration. We saw military parades. And also this weekend, we heard Rajapaksa, President Mahinda Rajapaksa, announce that he will be releasing General Sarath Fonseca, the man generally believed to be responsible for crushing the Tamil Tiger rebels in northern Sri Lanka. However, we've also had international calls for the government to do something about the people who are still being kept in camps in northern Sri Lanka 3 years after the end of hostilities. Tell us a little bit about the mood and the atmosphere in Sri Lanka as you marked 3 years since the end of the civil war.
I think most people are concerned about the rise in the price of commodities. The cost of living has been increasing very much. And so the majority of people who are not caught up in the war, but living outside of the north and east, but also those in the north and east, have a great concern about the economic situation. The military victory, although people are very happy that the war has ended, it is no longer uppermost on their minds. For instance, when the government was celebrating this war victory, apart from the place where the ceremony was taking place, and the fact that it was on the state media, the rest of the people were getting about their ordinary lives. Right? There was no celebration by the general public. The general public were not carrying flags and organizing events of their own to commemorate this victory. On the contrary, because large numbers of people died in the last weeks of the war, which culminated in the middle of this month, 3 years ago, there were memorials taking place in people's homes. So, but I would say that that sense of triumphalism is no longer there in the country as a whole. The government periodically tries to remind people that it performed this great service by the nation. But apart from that, life is going on in a usual way.
What about the path to reconciliation between perhaps the opposing factions, particularly thinking of northern Sri Lanka, which was the Jaffna Peninsula, which was really the theatre of the civil war, and thinking of the Sinhalese majority, the Tamil minority? How has that path, how is the journey towards reconciliation and integration going?
Well, even during the war, the Sinhalese, Tamils and Muslims lived fairly integrated lives in the sense that in Colombo, you would find that the majority of the residents of Colombo are Tamils and Muslims, and they live side by side with Sinhalese. So there is no sharp ethnic animosity or need for reconciliation among the general population. But what is needed is that the people who are victims of the war in the north and east need to be given some special attention, which is not being done by the government. The government is more keen on developing the infrastructure and then leaving it up to the people to make the best of it, which is not good enough because these are people who have lost a great deal over the last several years. They, in fact, lost everything. Many of them lost everything, including their loved ones. The other thing the government needs to do is to come up with a political solution. Now, while the people are more or less socially integrated or there is no social disharmony between the people, there is a political problem between in the country where the Tamils as a nationality, as a community or as a nation feel that they are disempowered and that their leadership cannot contribute or join the Sinhala political leadership in deciding jointly where the affairs of the country are concerned. Now, that's where more work needs to be done. A lot more work needs to be done.
Regarding the announcement this weekend by President Mahinda Rajapakse that General Sarath Fonseca will be released shortly from prison, we must remember that General Fonseca was arrested shortly after he announced that he would run for president in the campaign 2 years ago, which saw President Rajapakse re-elected to power. How has that been greeted?
I think that is very much welcomed by people. Not just because he's a great war hero and they want to sort of celebrate the war victory with him, but because they see him as a potential opposition leader who can bring a greater sense of purpose to the divided and rather weak opposition that we have at the moment. I think people would like to see the opposition get stronger and be able to call the government to check so that there will be a greater accountability on the part of the government. There will be greater sense of responsibility, and if the government does wrong things, that this can be challenged by a fearless opposition. And they think General Fonseca can provide or contribute to providing that leadership. For that reason, people are happy. And of course, they also feel that he was put into prison for political reasons because he contested the presidency. So therefore, they feel also that it was an unjust imprisonment, and they are happy that justice is being done.
Finally, regarding Sri Lanka's somewhat weakened alliances with international powers, particularly I'm thinking here of the United States, where we've seen tensions in the aftermath of the UN Human Rights Council calling for a full and independent inquiry into war crimes that were committed by both sides during the last months of the civil war. How is that being viewed in Sri Lanka on the ground, this international almost demand that there be a further investigation into events in the war?
By and large, the Sri Lankan people, meaning the Sinhalese ethnic majority, and also the Muslim people, feel that this call for war crimes and accountability is unfair, because the government was dealing with a terrible menace of terrorism and violence perpetrated by the Tamil Tigers over many years. And they are all very happy that this is now in the past. And they don't feel that the government should be punished, because we have had previous insurrections where even Sinhalese were involved, where similar things did happen, but there was no cry internationally about human rights violations. So people would like to see on the other hand, they like to see that Sri Lanka gets integrated better with the Western world. I mean, we also realize that our economy, Sri Lankan economy, is heavily dependent on trade with the West. And so there is a sense that going into a policy of confrontation, especially with the United States, but also with the Western countries, which are our major trade partners, is not a productive thing. And the recent visit by the Sri Lankan foreign minister to the United States was meant to do some bridge building. And I think that has happened to a certain extent.